A bait shop owner in Clearwater who sued the city over his fish mural has reached an agreement that will pay him $55,000. Herb Quintero owns The Complete Angler, located on North Fort Harrison Avenue. Shortly after opening the establishment last year, he commissioned a mural depicting various fish on the side of his building. But Clearwater officials said that violated city codes, claiming that the mural advertised signage for his business. Quintero said it was a mural and the move was anti-free speech. He elicited the support of the ACLU and sued the city. After a year of litigation, the city agreed last week to pay Quintero $55,000 and will allow the paying to stay without citing him. But Quintero says that all the money will go to his attorneys. He says he'll get about $1,000, which will compensate him for the fine he initially paid, as well as materials he used in court. Overall, he's not really happy about how it all went down.
Well, we're always hopeful, but the reality of it is that we really didn't accomplish much. Our court case can be used as a precedent if somebody chooses to take the city to court. If a business owner gets approached by the city, like they approach me, and I don't fight them, then we've accomplished nothing. I wanted to change the ordinance, you know, and make the city friendlier to the business community, and that hasn't happened, and that won't happen until we change the leadership, or lack of leadership, I should say.
The ACLU of Florida and its Pinellas County chapter filed a federal lawsuit against Clearwater this past February. St. Petersburg-based lawyer Bruce Howey was one of several attorneys affiliated with the ACLU who worked on Herb Quintero's case.
As far as the ACLU is concerned, we were involved in Clearwater's misinterpretation or overbroad interpretation of their sign ordinance. What Mr. Quintero had was clearly a mural. It was not a sign and did not come under the jurisdiction of the sign ordinance. We think that Clearwater was overbroad in interpreting their ordinance to include murals that are not strictly signs or are not meant for commercial purposes.
Attorney Bruce Howey does believe that Clearwater officials will act differently if a similar situation occurs in the future.
I think Clearwater is going to be more circumspect in the future about how they apply the sign ordinance. If the sign ordinance is applied strictly within the letter of the law, they should have no problem. It's when they confuse art with signage that they are causing themselves a problem.
Herb Quintero and his supporters created a website since the city of Clearwater originally targeted the Complete Angler called keepthefish.com. Earlier Tuesday, there were a list of requirements that Quintero had requested that Clearwater should do in the future to prevent such incidents. Though they were not listed later in the day on the site, he firmly believes that strong leadership is needed in Clearwater, prompting WMNF to ask if he's thinking about running for office himself.
Well, I know quite a few people that would be interested in running. You know, I would consider it. It's not something that I set out to do. You know, I was hoping to change the policies and the way that they approach small business by shaking up the establishment, if you will, a little bit like I did. But we really didn't do anything. You know, it's business as usual. They still feel that they did the right thing, and I just got the sympathy of the court, and that's it.